Welcome to Eye on Houston. My name is Nick Russo. You can hear my show every afternoon from 3 to 7 on 100.3 The Bull. This is our community show at Odyssey Houston, where we showcase great organizations and community leaders in an effort to bolster their efforts in the Houston area. Today, we're joined by Jay Friedman and Nathan Graham on behalf of the Bourbon Hounds of Houston. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you having us.
Now, that's quite the name, Bourbon Hounds of Houston. I guess you guys enjoy some bourbon.
On occasion, not too much.
So tell me a little bit about yourselves first. Are y'all from Houston locally? Did y'all move here from somewhere else? How'd y'all get to Houston?
Born and raised in Houston. Went to the same high school as my mother, so you could say I'm pretty deeply rooted here.
What high school was that?
Beller High School.
Oh, awesome. Man. I don't know if it gets deeper rooted than that.
That's right. That's right.
and you, Jay? Nathan?
Yeah, no problem. I actually grew up in northwest Wyoming near Jackson and then moved here shortly after law school and have been in Houston most of my time since then.
Awesome. And well, glad you're here. You got here as fast as you could, as they
Absolutely.
Like to say. And so how did you guys get involved with the Bourbon Hounds of Houston? Was this something you guys created or did y'all become a part of it?
So me and a few buddies started the Bourbon Hounds of Houston as just a enthusiast group. And several years later, after we bought several barrels of bourbon and had several nights where we possibly had maybe a half too many, I called Nathan and said, man, we got to do something more than this. There's more to this than what we're doing.
Right.
And
I was just going to say at that point we sat down and thought about, well, how can we turn this enthusiast group into something that actually, you know, does good to the community, does good for, you know, people with worthy causes. And so we decided to incorporate it as a nonprofit, get it registered with the IRS as a, you know, tax exempt charity. And then have been putting on this event ever since, as well as some other smaller events throughout the year.
I do like to tell people that how this was really born was I may have called Nathan one night after having a bourbon or two and said, man, we got to do something here, and I have an idea. He says, Friedman, what's your idea? I give him the idea, and he says, so you want to do cops, guns, and bourbon in the same event? Can we talk about this tomorrow?
Well, you know, I picked up on the word enthusiasm. You guys used it because y'all were enthusiasts or you know, bourbon enthusiasts who wanted to do something more. And enthusiasm, the root word is enthos in Greek, which means God-inspired frenzy. And so it makes sense that you guys are finding a way to use your enthusiasm for something that enriches lives of others. And that kind of brings us to what the Bourbon Hounds of Houston are doing with this clay tournament. You guys are helping to provide for the families of police officers who were either injured or died in the line of duty. Did I get that correct?
That's correct. It's support services that cops or concerns of police survivors provides to those families and partners as well.
And so obviously the, you know, law enforcement is near and dear to your hearts. Is that kind of what came from that conversation, obviously, that he called you and said, hey, I got this idea, I want to do this. And then you guys were like, who can we help?
Yeah.
Like what was it about your lives that made y'all turn to first responders or turn to police officers?
Sure. So I have several first responders in my family. But in addition, you know, one of our early sponsors is a retired officer. And he basically encouraged us to go with cops and said, look, if you help these guys out, I will be a major sponsor to help make this happen. And that's where we started.
And what we like about the organization specifically that we support, which is Concerns of Police Survivors, there's a lot of great organizations that write a check to the family when an officer dies, and that's great. That's needed. This is boots on the ground. Try to have a survivor at the family's home within 2 hours of hearing bad news like that, helping get their kids to support camp, helping get officers to National Police Week. There's a lot of great things they do, but it's all revolving around getting shattered lives back up off the ground.
And so this organization, COPS Cops, that you've mentioned, Concerns
of Police Survivors.
So that is another organization you've partnered with. So they kind of have the strategy on how to improve the lives of those that are affected by it. And you guys helped to provide the funds for them to do that.
Right. So we are just an organization that puts on an event. This is a tablecloth centerpiece, high-end food, lots of fun. But we basically just, after we pay our bills, we turn all the money over to them. Nobody in our organization makes any money. There's no employees. We've got an open set of books. And we split our money between the local chapter and the national chapter because we've got sponsors from all over the country.
And now this is y'all's fourth year doing it, and it seems to be connecting in a really big way because it just keeps growing each year after year. So where are you guys at now?
Yeah, so we've continued to grow. We've been very fortunate, and you know, we've had a lot of sponsors come out and help us, and you know, each year we've grown. The first year I think we had I want to say 30 or 40 teams, and then it went to 50 the next year, and last year we had a little over 75, so it's about 300 participants. Plus, we have a lot of the, you know, this cause is also important to a lot of the bourbon brands that we all like and enjoy, and so they've been huge partners as well. They often send out their personnel to be there on site and to talk to people, to, you know, do all sorts of things.
Now, if you're just joining us, welcome to Eye on Houston. My name is Nick Russo. You can hear my show every weekday from 3 to 7 on 100.3 The Bull. This is our community show at Odyssey Houston, where we showcase great organizations and community leaders in an effort to bolster their efforts here in the Houston area. Today, Jay Friedman and Nathan Graham of the Bourbon Hounds of Houston are here to tell us about their incredible organization, how they've teamed up with COPS, which is Citizens... Wait, I messed it up again.
That's all right. Concerns of Police Survivors.
There it is. I knew we'd
Cops.
Get it right. Cops. So you're having a clay tournament. It's your fourth one, April 22nd. Where do you guys host this? I assume you got to have a big open field.
You do. Thanks to the great folks at Greater Houston Sports Club, we're able to put this event on. There's really not many places that you can host that many shooters. So we appreciate their help and involvement in this. It is April 22nd. Registration begins at 8:30 a.m. We'd love to have more people out there. We can accommodate more. The grounds are about 330 acres, and it's a great day. It's a lot of fun. I get really good feedback.
And now, how can someone sign up if they're listening now? Is there like a website they can go to? Or
absolutely.
Just register
okay. Absolutely. And I appreciate you asking. I was hoping we'd get there.
Yeah.
Bourbonhoundsofhouston.org. You can go to the charity dropdown, and you can go to... tournament registration, and you can sign up right now. You can buy a team. You can get your mulligans. You can sign up for games. You can even get a team a station sponsorship. You can become a sponsor. There's lots of ways you can become involved. If you don't want to come out to shoot, you can come out and just enjoy lunch. Heck, if you just want to write a check to the charity, we'll take that too.
Yeah, because all goes to a great cause.
All of it.
And now, is there a prize money? Because I know anytime you get into competition, I know there's some clay shooter out there who's like, I got the eagle eye. I'm going.
So we have a great partner in Jack Daniels, and our trophies have always been an engraved Jack Daniels single barrel proof, which is very fitting for our organization. Again, the great folks at Jack have always provided that. But we have another secret this year. We're not going to let it out just yet. I think it'll be big. To add to the winners this year.
Well, I'm excited about the tournament. I know you guys are too. This is your fourth annual, and I know you got many more to come. Thank you for all you do for our community and for our first responders, families. And I know it's a lot of fun. It comes from a place of fun and enjoying yourself and letting loose, but it's really beautiful how you guys turned this into something for the community. It's really great.
No, thanks for having us. I mean, we couldn't be more appreciative of your time.
And give me that website again in case someone wants to go.
Bourbonhoundsofhouston.org.
All right, go check them out, guys. Check out their fourth annual clay tournament happening April 22nd. They're raising money for Concerns of Police Survivors.
You got it.
I got it. All right, COPS, a great organization that helps the families of those who have lost a family member in the line of duty. And, again, such a great cause. Thank you guys for what you do, and thanks for coming on Eye on Houston.
Thanks again, Nick.
Thanks for having us.